Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and we're rocking and rolling in Washington, D.C., downtown Washington, D.C., in the bowels of the Grand Hyatt Hotel here in Washington, D.C., and I say bowels, folks, because we are deep, deep, deep in this building. We're down here, and it's like, this must be where the vice president goes or something when he runs off to his dark place. Just teasing, Mr. Vice President. I'm just teasing. Anyway, we got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead, folks. We've got the Small Business Winner of the Year, Megan Duckett, is going to be with us just a little bit. But before her, she, actually kind of the opening act for Megan. But I don't think you'll mind that being Megan's opening act. But we got Bud Fay here, folks. He and his wife founded Pop and Mom's Restaurant, Car Wash, Laundromat, and Dry Cleaners 22 years ago in Groton, Connecticut. Bud, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Bud. Congratulations on being the Northeast Small Business of the Year for the NFIB.
Well, thank you so much. I've been a 22-year member, so I guess...
You've been a member of the NFIB for 22 years?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, that beats me. I've been about 15 or 16 years.
Yeah.
So good for you. Tell us about your company, your business.
Yeah. We're about a mile and a half from the submarine base.
Right.
We live in the submarine capital of the world.
Yeah.
So the
fleet's always in there, right?
Well, actually, we live in an area that has 21 nuclear reactors.
Wow.
I see the green glow
there, Bud. I can see the green glow over you. Is there any particular reason for that?
Well, we don't really glow.
Move back a little bit, Bud.
We don't really glow. It just seems that way.
Seems to glow. All right.
Yeah, we have 17 submarines and 3 actual commercial power plants.
Wow.
So
how about that? That's a lot of power.
That's...
At least if something happened, you need to get out of town, you could hop a sub and get out of town. All right, explain this to me. Restaurant, car wash, laundromat, and dry cleaning. Mm-hmm. Why all those all together?
Actually, we started with a little restaurant.
Yeah?
And
just American food?
And then the space, yeah, just breakfast, lunch.
Yeah.
And...
Just a little diner, like a little American diner?
Sort of. Yeah. Looks like a little, you know, little coffee shop,
right,
kind of,
mm-hmm,
thing. And then the space became available next door, and we put in a few washing machines and dryers, and my wife started doing some clothes for the young sailors.
Right.
And
they have to have their stuff starched, don't they?
That grew to the point of where we do like over a ton of wash for the boys every week.
Good for you. Having been one of those boys and having done business with a company, a client, dry cleaning laundry like yours, thank you for that.
Well, we have a great time. We've made many, many good friends. The young men who started with us back when we started in business are now, you know, top dogs in the fleet.
Oh, yeah, they come back to see you, huh?
Oh, yeah, they do.
That's great, yeah. I bet some young guys came through there 20 years ago that are now admirals and captains by
that's,
now.
That's very true.
Yeah. What are you doing here in Washington? You've been recognized as one of the champion small business owners in the country, but at the Small Business Summit, the NFIB Small Business Summit, what do you hope to accomplish here?
Well, this year, I think, is really unique. We are going to go to the Hill.
Later on today. Yeah.
And
you're going to descend on them, aren't you?
You bet. And the impact is going to be significant. Now, NFIB does a great job of lobbying for us both on the state and the federal level.
Right.
If it weren't for NFIB in our state, for example, our cost of operation would be at least 20% higher.
Really?
Yeah.
So you attribute the work that the NFIB does to a direct savings for your company.
I see it.
You see it. Yeah.
I see it. I just, it's, it, this is very real.
Right.
It's unusual in the sense that most of the business organizations out there, you believe that you're doing really well by being a member,
right?
But you really find it difficult to measure it.
To measure it, right?
NFIB, you can get a direct measurement.
The NFIB should use you as a poster child. That's a great observation, Bud, and I agree with you about that. What are some of the specific things that is important to your company that need to get done in Washington?
You know, obviously, healthcare is the major.
That's always number one
problem. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You provide healthcare for your employees?
Yes, we do for some.
But you're having to pay too much for it, aren't you?
But the problem is, how do you compete unless you can offer healthcare?
Right, right.
And you really, it's the most difficult problem we face at the moment.
Right.
In our state, for example, on a state level, workman's comp has been a major issue.
Right.
And NFIB has contributed to a reduction.
How do they do that?
A couple of things, actually. Our state representative is Armando Paolino. Mm-hmm. And Armando has been at the state capitol for a number of years. Mm-hmm. He's well recognized. He has great credibility.
Right.
And when he brings an issue before our state legislature, he brings it, and they understand.
So you're saying that the state NFIB representative,
yeah,
is the one, as a lobbyist at the state level, he's lobbying and influencing some of the legislation in Congress, in your legislature, I should say,
yeah,
in Connecticut, to hold down and to get workers' comp insurance reduced.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's happening all across the country.
Well, I tell you, it's a wonderful thing because small businesses, obviously, we can't afford lobbyists.
Right. That's exactly right. So, well, I don't know about you, but I tell people that my investment in the NFIB is one of the best investments I make all year long.
Oh, you bet.
And it's not a lot of money either. You got a website, Bud?
No, I don't.
You need a website, Bud. We got to get you a website.
Our market is relatively restricted, but
Bud Duckett, ladies and gentlemen, he is the founder and your wife now has passed away. What is her name?
Yes, her name was Muriel.
Muriel, and we want to remember her right now for sure as a great American and a great small business owner. Bud and Muriel, ladies and gentlemen, owners of Poppin' Mums Restaurant, Car Wash, Laundromat, and Dry Cleaners in Groton, Connecticut. All right, Bud. Way to go. Thank you, Bud, for being here.
You're entirely
good luck
welcome
today.
Thank you.
Got to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows in Washington, D.C. Stay with us.
In your dark eyes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.